It's the first full day of fall and the first day of health care reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. New provisions take effect today that are part of the massive health insurance reform package passed back in March. Young people will experience some of the biggest changes. And Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia to walk us through. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
So what changes today for young people and their health benefits?
Well, starting today for new health plans, or for the rest of us, probably January 1st, or you know when we renew our plan, the maximum age that you can keep children on your policy goes up from age 19 to age 26. And listeners may be familiar with state versions of these plans that had a lot of restrictions, but those are gone. So to the under 26ers out there, you can sign up on your folks' plan, even if you're not a student, even if you're married, and even if you live, you know, far, far away in another state. Two other laws that go into effect today, lifetime dollar caps on coverage are abolished, and health plans have to guarantee coverage for children regardless of a medical condition.
But I can imagine the insurance industry isn't taking that lying down, right?
Oh, right, especially that last one, guaranteeing coverage. Insurance companies definitely don't like that. They said it'll encourage parents to run out and buy those policies after their kids get sick, which is a losing deal. So this week, we saw several big insurers, Anthem Blue Cross, Aetna, others, announce that they will no longer sell child-only policies as of today. And so today marks the shift. Going forward, we're going to see over 2 million young adults under age 26 get access to insurance through their parents' plan, while some kids are going to lose that access.
And you're talking about 2 million. That's a lot of people suddenly getting insurance, Gregory. I mean, tell me about the costs for the rest of us.
Right. Well, businesses will definitely pay more in premiums, but not much more, because it turns out millions of healthy young kids are pretty cheap to insure. It's estimated that this will raise premiums by maybe a half or 1%. And one survey of CEOs that I saw found that most companies did not plan to pass on those costs to workers. But that 2 million number, it's just a concept. It's one thing to offer eligibility. It's a whole other thing to get young adults to sign up. And I mean, I know when I graduated college, I was uninsured for a long while. I didn't really think it was that big a deal. Everybody I knew was uninsured at that point.
Yeah, me too.
So that's the thing, right? I mean, it's this question mark around healthcare reform, which is, can millions of healthy people be convinced to see insurance as a necessity worth paying a few bucks for?
Marketplace's Gregory Warner explaining it from Philadelphia, from our health desk at WHYY. Gregory, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
The Labor Department today said the number of people filing for unemployment for the first time rose unexpectedly to 465,000 last week. Let's do the numbers. The markets are higher right now, barely. The NASDAQ up about 0.2%, but everybody else pretty much flat or just up by a few points. The Dow up now 8 points at 10,747. European shares finishing the day lower today. Sales of pre-owned homes rose about 7.5% last month, but that didn't stop August from being the second worst month for sales in more than 10 years. This morning, the video rental chain Blockbuster filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Now, that company says it's going to reduce debt and reorganize. From New York, Marketplace's Elisa Roth now on why the company's been in so much trouble.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at massmutual.com.
We told you about the Blockbuster filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We have that report ready now. Marketplace's Elisa Roth on why the company's been in trouble.
Blockbuster has two big competitors, Netflix, which delivers DVDs in the mail, and Redbox, which does it through little kiosks. Michael Pachter is a research analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says, contrary to popular belief, technology isn't Blockbuster's problem.
It's not streaming or video on demand that's hurt Blockbuster. It's better run competitors who have lower cost structures.
He says it's going to be another 10 years before on-demand and instant download really take over physical DVDs as the main way people watch movies. He says when that happens, Blockbuster will be in trouble. But for now, it's offering a service that a lot of people want, a wide selection of movies on the spot. Right now, it offers that in 3,000 stores, and Blockbuster says it's keeping those stores open for now, though it will close 1,000 stores as it announced previously. Some say it could close even more down the line. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Anheuser-Busch is handing out free Budweisers. The company's trying to attract younger drinkers who've been giving Bud a pass. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Maybe the ad with the sappy music and cute Clydesdale colt isn't the best way to attract hip young beer drinkers. Bud sales are down nearly 10%. So all next week, free Budweiser will flow in trendy pubs and restaurants where young people hang out and where Bud isn't usually a top pick.
People in their early 20s, they have so many options right now.
Joshua Bernstein writes the Beer of the Week blog at slashfood.com. He says it'll be hard for a big brewery to muscle in on the more expensive microbrews that young drinkers like.
People want quality. They're not going for a six-pack of Budweiser. They're going for craft beers.
And craft beer sales keep pouring it on, up 7% last year, while overall beer sales fell. Bud's new marketing campaign includes a TV ad blitz and free beer for Facebook users on their birthdays. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, a couple of would-be Albanian bank robbers were arrested yesterday. They tried to drill a passageway into a bank vault from a shop they had rented above the bank. If that story sounds familiar to you, it's because it's very similar to the plot of a Woody Allen movie, Small Time Crooks. It was the noise from the drill that caught the attention of authorities. Maybe they should have found a way to quiet that drill. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.